They told you it's a democracy, but they lied. The United States is a constitutional republic, and it's under attack. America Misunderstood, the dangerous lie of democracy, starts now.
Well, welcome everybody to another edition of the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas, and that's Mr. David Paxton there in New York. How are things going in New York, David?
Oh, it's fun. We got the gubernatorial race is turning out to be a clown show, which turns
you mean
out
the
good.
You mean the mayor's race, right?
Oh, yeah. What'd I say? Yeah. I just like that word, gubernatorial. the mayor race, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got three clowns and then the red beret who saved the city a couple times already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is getting interesting. And what latest polls I saw was it's basically a dead heat, whatever you call it, where everybody's got the same number of people voting for them. So who knows?
Not from my perspective. It's always a new. If they say it's a dead heat, it means he's killing them all.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah, you know how it goes.
Yeah, I do. I know how Texas politics work, and I think I got a pretty good clue on how U.S. politics work. But when you get into a particular city, unless I live in it, I don't have a clue.
I know. It's interesting.
Yeah, I know
the liberal-leaning folks here, they like him because they know who he is. They know what he did with the guardian angel, Sliwa. Mm-hmm. And they know, they're just tired of the shenanigans that are going on. I mean, the Democrats don't like any of their candidates.
No, they don't.
Don't like Adams because he essentially cost the city, I think it was $250,000 a day to put up the illegal aliens just in one hotel. And that's our tax money that he's using. And, now they're setting up all their gangs and harassing everybody on the streets in the city. Mm-hmm. So they didn't like that. Finally, they closed that down, though. But, it was still Eric Adams. And then Cuomo, obviously, nobody likes him.
Yeah.
They renamed it. His dad was okay. Mario.
I remember Mario. Yeah, I remember him.
And the Tappan Zee Bridge up on top of New York, they rebuilt it. So they're like, hey, we're going to name it the Mario Cuomo Bridge. And ain't nobody calls it that. No, they're like, no, that's the Tappan Zee. Especially now,
right? Yeah, yeah. Well,
we're gonna call it the Tappan Zee forever.
Neither one of the sons turned out to be very good.
I don't understand that. Yeah. But anyway, obviously, Muslims, Sharia law, Muslims not gonna get in.
Don't want to get with him. Yeah. No, the communist. Yeah,
you don't know the Jews around here. He might be missing one day. You never know.
You never know. So. You never know. All right, David, go ahead and pray us into the show because we've got a packed show today that people,
if you
have no clue about democracy, what it really means, we're going to explain it to you and we're going to explain to you why the country is talking about it so much to kind of condition us, in my opinion. But anyway, go ahead there, David.
Yeah, well, it's extremely dangerous for our democracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father, that we're able to expose all this shenanigans from what we call Babylon, so people will know that the only righteous government is yours, and that you are returning soon to rule and reign over the whole earth from Jerusalem on the throne of David. So we ask that this would go forth and produce what you would have it produce in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, I'm going to show you guys what we expect to talk about today, what we are going to talk about today, actually. The week in review will be quick. Then we'll get into the dangerous lie of democracy, the global order shifts, reactions to the American crisis, domestic tension and spiritual battle, our republic under siege, and then we'll get into the prophetic watch, the fall of the empires and the remnant's call as well. And even before we get into all of that, David, I'm going to remind everybody that we do need your support in order to keep the show going. And, of course, we broadcast all over the world, and anybody can participate in this. If you would like to give to us directly, you can do that by going to www.lastchristian.net. That's lastchristian.net. Any size donation really goes a long way in helping us. And if you just, you know, you just can't give money, but you want to buy something, okay, well, go to, again, lastchristian.net. Go to the Conservative Store link, or Everyday Dose Coffee, or Christian Book, or even Prima, the ancestral protein bars there. Yeah, and again, any donation, big or small, really does help us out. Just keep that in mind as we go on.
We are listener supported.
Absolutely, 100%. So we look here, getting right into it with our world news summary for this past week. And you can see that global power shifts are accelerating as U.S. influence wanes. So across the globe this week, major powers continued maneuvering amid the vacuum of American leadership, or so they say. Again, they're trying to say that Trump is causing problems, is what they're trying to do. And it, really, it doesn't play out that way. Everything he's doing is working. Meanwhile, the BRICS nations are intensifying their plans for a non-dollar-based trade system. That's India, Brazil, and South Africa announced new agreements to transact in local currencies. That's signaling an urgent push to dethrone the U.S. dollar as the world reserve. I'm going to tell them good luck with that, at least right now, at least while Trump's in office. You know, over in the Middle East, you've got escalation there as Iran has continued its aggressive posturing, dispatching military assets toward the Strait of Hormuz and warning Western forces to steer clear. Again, that's kind of a paper tiger. They can't see anything. If you want to fly a plane over them, they'll never know it. At the same time, Saudi Arabia has hosted secretive summits with Gulf nations and Turkey, reportedly focused on forming a unified regional front to resist both Iranian influence and declining Western support. And continuing on here, let's see, here we go. Europe is crumbling under the weight of its own ideology. In Europe, unrest flared across multiple nations as socialist policies collided with economic reality. Massive protests erupted in Germany, France, and the Netherlands over food shortages, rising fuel costs, and sweeping surveillance laws. But citizens over there are waking up to the consequences of government overreach disguised as progress. The EU's internal fractures deepen as more member states voice opposition to Brussels' centralized authority. And moving on to the next one here. Parts of Africa are descending into deeper humanitarian emergencies as famine, disease, and tribal warfare expand. Sounds a lot like Matthew 24 to me. Islamist militias have gained ground in several regions, exploiting weak governance and lack of international attention. Christian communities remain, of course, high targets there. Church buildings and massacres reported. And we've got just one more here. Here in the United States, while many mislabel chaos as democracy, the United States remains the moral compass for the world, at least for now. But there is a noticeable drift as most American leaders now falsely proclaim the U.S. to be a democracy, with international observers pointing to growing censorship, weaponized government agencies, and constitutional erosion as signs of decline. What America exports now is not hope, but confusion, and the world is watching. So the prophetic insight here, David, is that nations are raging, kingdoms are tottering, the realignment of global power mirrors biblical prophecy, where wars, rumors of wars, deception, and rebellion rise before the return of Christ. Yet in the storm, a remnant stands unshaken, unwavering and anchored in truth. So your comments now, sir, to all of that.
I think you forgot the ring of fire.
Yeah, like, I did.
Erupting over the whole thing, but so much. And the new longest eclipse on its way. Yeah. But anyway, the we talk about a democracy, and they keep trying to push it and push it. Remember that a couple of years ago, the guy showed every single news station had the exact same thing.
Right.
And this is extremely dangerous for our democracy.
Yeah.
As if there is one, you know, and that's that's what they do. They talk as if it's like the old the question that you ask, have you stopped beating your wife yet?
And right.
Uh-huh. No matter what you answer, you're wrong.
Right.
So they just say it as if it's truth, and it's not. Even Ben Franklin, remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, basically, what kind of government did you give us? It's a republic if you could keep it. But he had some good quotes, and I think we need to get back to that. Oh, Ben, I don't know about the hairdo so much, but the wisdom was mm-hmm. great. But this was it's supposed to be Ben Franklin's quote, but they got a couple of them wrong. Like, you know, Jack of all trades, but master of none. It was mm-hmm. actually master of one. Mm-hmm. So he said, if anyone's going to be intelligent at all, you have to be a jack of all trades, but pick one of them to be a master at.
Mm.
And then we just screwed the whole thing up and say, oh, well, if you know a lot of things, then you know, you're just being one of those.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. it's actually you need to know a little bit about everything.
Right.
So,
but specialize
but they
in
screwed
something.
That one up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with democracy. But his quote was, democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch.
Mm-hmm. And that's about true.
Liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote.
Yeah, that's so, it.
And that's really what this started this country.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, you know, there's the caveat too, is it's only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. And I think this is the problem where we're at. We do not have a virtuous people here. What
right.
we want is a bunch of people that want to vote in free stuff.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, I forget whose quote that was, but it said, you know, basically democracy is good until, you know, everyone votes in free stuff, but there's no one to pay for it.
Yeah. Which is what New York is looking right down the gun at that right now.
Yeah.
Right down the gun barrel.
A lot of them moved out and it's a lot of chaos and stuff in the underpinning there. We got. Yeah, there's a lot to it, which we can't get into right now, but we will do on another show.
Mm-hmm.
But only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. So it has to be a virtuous people. And when, you know, you got the LBGQ, you know, BLT sandwich people, mm-hmm. You know, trying to push their agenda over here, and then the libtards, you know, here's all these women protesting for Palestine when they would get killed over there for doing that
instantly.
It's like, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
So we're not virtuous anymore. And so that's the republic only works with a righteous and virtuous people.
Right.
So we need to pray that the nation gets back. And that just goes right back to the word. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek the Lord, then I will restore their land.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to get to. Not,
right.
you know, what's your truth? What's my truth? That's
mm-hmm.
just everything's going to fall apart. And virtuous people require that, you know, we literally get rid of the nonsense that's going on in many different ways. Like ICE is doing now. They finally got the green light to lock people up when they're throwing bricks at the car.
Yeah, finally.
You know? Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting on that to happen. You know, I'm still waiting on the water cannons myself, but, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, those are fun. Yeah. Like, it's just water, dude.
Right. But you do fly when you get hit with one of them things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
David, we've got a bunch to cover here on democracy
mm-hmm.
and make it clear to people that, you know, it truly is a dangerous lie. I want to start with this. The United States is not and has never been a democracy in the true sense of the word. The founders were crystal clear. They built a constitutional republic governed by laws, not by mob rule. Yet in the past week, more political leaders and media figures have pushed the dangerous narrative of saving our democracy using fear to expand federal control, censor voices, and chip away at the very Constitution they swore to uphold. In the past 7 days, several major U.S. cities saw heated demonstrations calling for democratic preservation, sparked by legal decisions that upheld states' rights and restricted federal overreach. Ironically, these rulings reflect the Republic working as intended, a system of checks and balances, but the reaction proves how deeply the lie of democracy has taken hold. And just to give everybody, you know, people are saying, oh, no, no, we really are a democracy. No, we're not. Here's the deal. Let's say you got 10 people in a room, and you're going to make a decision. This decision is going to cost everybody except those particular people a lot of money. So, you know, you don't want it. You just simply do not want it. But 9 out of 10 vote for it. Well, that's a democracy. It gets passed, and now the company goes broke. It goes under, and nobody's got a job. You've got to have common sense involved here. You know, initially, you couldn't even elect a president directly. The way the founders set it up is that was the Electoral College, the initial Electoral College, voted for the president. Now, they are sent there by the states. They're representing their state, but that was the final vote. The public didn't vote for the president. They voted for the elector that went to Washington that voted for the president. And now, you know, you don't see a president elected by the popular vote. Well, thank God for that, or we could have possibly had Cackles as president of the United States. Yeah, or, you know, look what happened with Biden. I mean, Biden was pushed down our throat in an illegal election. I said it. Yes, I said it. He was pushed down our throat, okay?
He got more votes than there are voters.
Yeah, see how that worked out for us for 4 years. Mm-hmm. We didn't even have a president. It was a president by committee, okay? We have no idea who was running the country for 4 years, but it certainly was not Joe Biden. Okay, I spent a lot of time there, David. Your comments.
And that's what happens when you don't have a virtuous people, and that's what happens with all this. And that's why they're trying to get rid of the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm, right. The mob rule.
Yeah, it's a mob rule, and it just never works out. That's why, you know, the best government is a righteous monarchy. Mm-hmm. That's where we're at, but we don't have any really, you know, it's nice if you have a good king, but we look at the history of Israel. Some were good, some were bad. All of a sudden, you get a bad one in there, and the whole nation goes down the tubes.
Yeah,
that's why we're waiting for Jesus to come back, because he will be the righteous king with no chance of any kind of failure, or sin, or debauchery of any sort. So it's going to be a nice rule, and forgot who it was, but they, you know, he said, well, hey, what do you think is the most evil dispensation? Because yes, there are dispensations, and if you don't think so, then I gotta ask you, what temple do you sacrifice your goat in? So we're not in that dispensation right now. So he said, which is the most evil one? And surprisingly, he said the millennium, the millennial rule of Christ. And the question came back, well, why would you say that? That's, you know, Jesus is ruling and everything is wonderful. People live right through it. And it's just a great, great time to be alive. He says, because even after the perfect righteousness ruling for 1,000 years, at the end, there's still people who will rebel. So that's more evil than even now.
Yeah.
But at least for those of us who love the Lord, it's going to be a wonderful and righteous time, and he's just going to cleanse it all up at the end.
Amen.
I don't know where that came from, but there it is.
Well, I'm going to go back here for just a second and try to make it even more clear why democracy is not what we want here in the United States. Let's say that we had this democracy or mob rule in the 1960s, there would be no civil rights bill. At the time that civil rights came to before the Congress, there were more people opposed to doing away with segregation than there were that wanted segregation to come to an end. Had The same thing applies to the LGBTQ plus community. If it went to a vote, mm-hmm. even now today, they would lose and they would not be yep. allowed to say a word.
Exactly.
Women's rights. If mm-hmm. it had been mob rule, they still would not have the right to vote. So, you know, there is a reason why we should never be a democracy. You've got to elect leadership and good leadership. Unfortunately, we do not have good leadership. And I'm not talking about just the president, for those of you that are against him. I'm talking about, you look at the United States Congress, it's a mess. You look at the United States Senate, it's a mess. It's, you know, mm-hmm. okay, every Democrat votes for this, and every Republican votes for that, and nobody wants to compromise or talk about anything. That's not working, and it never will. That's my opinion. David, you have any comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's it's not going to work. There's nobody that's righteous, none, not one. And we just, you know, we got to have the checks and balances, and that's why our government was set up this way. Mm-hmm. All right. If one of them gets out of line, there's two more that will, you know, do something to put them back in line. So, mm-hmm. but they're trying to mess with that too. Now all mm-hmm. of a sudden, the judges think they can make laws, and it's
right.
Like, mm-hmm. no, you can't do that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. yeah. Thankfully, the Supreme Court stepped in and said you're correct. You know that one federal judge cannot make a ruling for everybody in the United States. They can make a decision for their particular district. But they cannot mm-hmm. make a decision that requires the entire country to follow their idiotic rulings.
Yeah. So that gets out of line, and that's just corrupt people. Mm-hmm. But nations, they come and go. There's cycles anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Major nations is basically the bigger picture is about a 400-year cycle.
Mm-hmm. So, and we're at right about 250 and running ahead of schedule.
Well, that's only as a nation. But if you look back and you start with the pilgrims, we're about 400 years.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you are correct.
Okay. When we actually started to build. Now, it was you know, under the British colony then, and we separated back then. But then you got that whole cycle. I think it's between 150 to 175 where the monetary cycle is doing. So we're coming right up on both of these cycles. Yeah, so a lot of people are like what's it called, Mansar or something. Anyway, where everything's going to reboot.
Yeah,
so some people think it's the you know, it's going to move into the cryptocurrency and whatever, but the cycle's about to end, so it should be an interesting time. And I think it's a bigger cycle in the fact that all the cycles are coming together. Even the you know, the Jubilee cycle of the ancient calendar was actually this is the Jubilee year on the Essene calendar, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which starts the last Jubilee cycle in the beginning of next year. But we're in the Jubilee year, which, and if anyone knows anything about that, that's the restoration of all things.
Well, like you said, we're approaching it very quickly. Let's look at this on Capitol Hill. Legislation
coming together.
Legislation was introduced this week aimed at protecting election integrity, but buried within are clear attempts to federalize voting systems, bypass state legislatures, and mandate ID-less voting. This violates Article 1, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, which gives power to the states. The framers feared centralized power because history had taught them that democracies tend to move toward tyranny. Meanwhile, a quiet shift in terminology is occurring. Government websites, even military briefings, now refer to the U.S. system as a democracy with increasing frequency. This subtle rebranding paves the way for major restructuring, redefining rights not as God-given, but as state-sanctioned. It's the slow death of the republic, not with a gunshot, but with a whisper. And moving right along here, among the remnant, truth does remain. Christians, constitutionalists, and patriots are rallying around founding documents and pointing out the lie. They remind their communities that democracy is two wolves and a lamb, like David was talking about, voting for what's for dinner. A republic is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote. And David, you quoted that to the T there, sir.
Yeah, that was Uncle Ben. Mm-hmm. He did a lot of interesting things, but he was very wise. and that's just it. That's exactly the reason why. There's so much wisdom that was around with everybody there. But yeah, obviously, each one of them had their own issues.
Yeah.
Okay. Jefferson was a deist. Okay. But he had a lot of wisdom. He had his own Bible. He cut pieces out.
Yeah. Right.
What are you doing? But you can't throw out some of the wisdom and what he's done for the country because of that.
Yeah.
You know, people say, oh, he owned all these slaves, but he was actually one of the biggest anti-slave proponents.
Yeah, so was George Washington. Yeah.
Yeah, so that started that. But you just got to read history, and then you have to read into, come up and find the real truth about the pros and cons of everybody.
Yeah, dig deep.
And there's a lot of cons in everybody. Yeah. So
you got to keep up with it. Before we run out of time here in the first half, I do want to mention the fact that, yes, we are aware that last night there was a car attack in front of a club there in California. And of course, we pray for each one of those people. I'm not aware of any fatalities yet, but there were 30 injured in that direct attack there. It's got to be called a terrorist attack, whether you want to call it one or not.
Yep.
And also on the Epstein files, I'm just going to make this really quick, okay? I believe that Donald Trump has tricked the Democrats into calling for their release. And the reason I say that is because President Biden had the ability to release these files over a period of years, and he chose not to. And I'm even going to go further on a limb and say it's probably because of a former president that we have who is a sexual predator, is all over mm-hmm. that stuff. Trump said, I'm not going to release them. And now the Democrats are screaming for their release. I think that they mm-hmm. are falling into the biggest trick that Donald Trump has ever successfully pulled off.
He's like, no, there's nothing here. There's nothing here. And you better show us. Yeah, okay.
They're going to regret calling for this. And by the way, the Attorney General Pam Bondi has asked that the grand jury release all the documents. So stand by, hang on, and Democrats, you're gonna reap what you sow. I guarantee it. I promise you, and I know that they're just going like through these documents. Trial. They're going through all of them very carefully for Trump's name. If they'd have found them 3 years ago, it would have been released 3 years ago. Okay, we got a lot more to go in this show for This Is Not a Democracy. Hang in there with us, and we'll be back right after the break.
Are you ready to deepen your walk with Jesus? Join Norman Smith on Run with Horses, the weekly radio show dedicated to helping you follow Jesus well. In Jeremiah 12:5, God challenges us to pick up the pace and prepare to run with horses. Jesus calls us to take up our cross and follow him. The journey is tough, but always worth it. Tune in every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central on revelationradio.net for an all-new edition of Run with Horses. Explore topics like biblical discipleship, healthy marriage, and building a godly family. Don't miss Run with Horses every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central, right here on KRRB, revelationradio.net. For more information or to listen to past broadcasts, be sure to visit runwithhorses.net.
Break free from fear, pain, and spiritual confusion. Step into total freedom with Rena Lynn, author, speaker, and host of the bold new radio show airing Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central on revelationradio.net. Rena Lynn brings you real talk on real issues, narcissistic abuse, spiritual warfare, and the emotional battles we all face. With biblical insight and raw honesty, she helps you confront darkness and step into healing. Explore her gripping preparation for the End book series, including the latest release, Intriguing Truth, a powerful journey of faith, trauma, and redemption. dive into her books, sign up for the newsletter, and discover upcoming challenges designed to help you walk the walk, take spiritual authority, and find your ministry. Join the movement. Find your voice. Experience total freedom with Rena Lynn, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central on RevelationRadio.net.
KRRB Grand Saline, Canton, Mineola, Texas.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to support Christian values in a world that's turning further from truth? The Last Christian Radio Show is 100% listener supported. Every broadcast, every platform, every message, we rely on you to keep the mission going. You can donate directly at lastchristian.net. Every gift matters, no matter the size. Or, here's the best part. You can help just by purchasing the everyday products you already use from our trusted partners. The Conservative Store, Everyday Dose Coffee, Prima Ancestral Protein Bars, and Christian Book, each offering quality products you'll love. And every purchase through our links helps fuel this ministry. Visit lastchristian.net today to stand with us, pray with us, and support the mission.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Last Christian. And again, my name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton in New York. And David, we're going to get right back into this and continue this dangerous lie here. Now, on Capitol Hill, legislation was introduced aimed at protecting election integrity. Actually, we went over that one already, didn't we? So we'll move on to here. I just failed to close those out. I apologize. Here is the global order shifts, or the reactions to the American crisis. As America drifts further from its founding principles, the rest of the world is watching, moving quickly to fill the moral, military, and financial void. So in Europe, you've got several leaders commented this week on the fragility of American democracy. But what they misunderstand or choose to ignore is that the strength of America was never in popular vote or party power, but instead to its commitment to ordered liberty under a framework of law. So Russia and China, adversaries of Western ideals, are using America's internal confusion as a propaganda weapon. Russian state media broadcasted clips from U.S. protests and congressional hearings, calling them evidence of democracy or democratic decay. Meanwhile, China has advanced plans for digital governance, framing its surveillance-based system as more stable than chaotic Western models. What they fail to grasp is that America's current instability stems not from its original design, but from the abandonment of that. And I tend to agree with just about all of that, David. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, the devil will always, you know, pull out these things. Oh, look, that's not working. Well, yeah, that's he does the same thing with the church. Oh, look at look at that guy over there. You know, he's doing this and that. Well, yeah, that's what the Bible says don't do. You know, we can all think of the things we're not supposed to do. But then they call out the hypocrisy of the church. And here we are again. They're calling out the weaknesses of the people rather than the integrity of the structure that was put into place. And that's where we land every single time. That's the whole idea of sin, is we cannot govern ourselves. We're just not a virtuous people. Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Right.
And while we sit here and complain about it, there's not one person in the world that can actually do a perfectly righteous job. You know, we're all going to fall in one way or another. That's why we need the King to come. And so this is where we're at. It's coming to a head, and it's getting more and more because we are at the end of the age. Okay, so as the things are ramping up, our DNA is getting weaker because there's errors in every single generation, and they know we're at a point where the human race basically is not going to be able to live unless God does something about it. So they're trying all this genetic stuff. Okay, look, we can make you live forever with the chips in your head and all these other things that they got going on. and CRISPR technologies and stem cell research. That's why they're doing it all, because we're at the end. Now, we're at the age, end morally, because he said, you know, at the end, men will be lovers of themselves, et cetera, et cetera. And they won't do anything that's basically righteous. And it's a miracle that any of us that are at all have received Christ and are at least striving to do righteousness. Mm-hmm. But he said the road is very, very narrow. If you read that, he said, you know, the road is narrow, but it, you know, the gate to hell is wide. It's even more than we see that in English. Oh, we think, okay, here's a small gate and here's a big gate. No, the word for narrow actually means it's like a, you know, climb up. You ever see the rock climbers and they go through those crevices and and they kind of twist that way and go this way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really what the word means. And then the word for narrow is actually for wide is a big, wide open plain that's just completely flat all the way across and super easy. So that's where most people go. Why would I climb up this crevice to get, you know, to the Starbucks up there, but when I could just walk across this field? Mm-hmm. And then that's where we're at. Oh, well, I just want my stuff. I want my coffee. I want my, you know, my good things. I want my EBT check or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they just take the easy way out, not realizing that that's where all the snipers and everything are.
Right.
Whereas you go up in the crevice. So that's the word picture we get. And that's where we are. Not only the physical stuff on the earth is decaying, the spin is slowing down, as we saw last week, chaos happening all over, signs in the heavens, but the moral decay, I think, is the biggest thing that we see. And while we're here, we can have some influence, and that's what we're trying to do. Hey, let's walk in righteousness. But the bottom line is it's going to get worse and worse and darker until the end, and that's like right around the corner. And once all the Christians are taken out, it's like all bets are off.
Right.
Now we have nobody. The Holy Spirit leaves, and that's what he says. You know, when the restrainer is gone, then all hell breaks loose, and that's literally, because then the abyss will open, and those demons will come out because there's no one holding them down. We're basically the lid on the evil in the world right now.
That's right. Yeah, that's 100% correct. 100%. Mm-hmm. Okay, continuing on here with the global order shift. Let me see. Here we go. In the Middle East, Israel remains uniquely aware of what is at stake. Israeli leaders express concern over America's spiritual and constitutional erosion, knowing that a weak America invites aggression, especially from Iran, which resumed naval operations near the Strait of Hormuz this week. Brazil, South Africa, and India, key players in the BRICS coalition, met to discuss forming a joint digital currency. This is a direct challenge to the dollar's global dominance. Their confidence stems not just from economics, but from observing an American population seemingly without a true identity. What's missing? A moral compass. America was once seen as a city on a hill, grounded in biblical principles and constitutional order. Now it exports confusion, ideology, and political division, that being a certain recipe for collapse, unless it is corrected. Do you think it can be corrected, David?
To an extent, but only within the virtuous people that want that.
Okay.
I've seen some of these people that at the protests and all this other stuff, and it's just like they're just asking to be killed in some way. You're standing in front of a freaking truck and you know, expecting them to stop, and then you're gonna cry about it if he runs you over. That's just mental. Okay. And I think that God says he gave them over to their delusions. Okay.
Retrobate,
he gave them over to their sin and debauchery. And I think that's where we are. You know, he's got this last glimmer of hope with, you know, shows similar to ours and in people all over. We're not the only ones, but there's people everywhere that are shining that little bit of light and saying, okay, the end's here. Here's a flashlight. Come over here quick.
Yeah, or trying to. I mean, we've been shadow banned on YouTube. You know, we've got over 6,000 subscribers, and you see a handful of views. We know we're being shadow banned there. Now, there's, you know, there's other avenues that we got. Thank goodness we don't count on YouTube for our distribution. If we did, we wouldn't have survived a day. You know, but anyway, they're trying everything that they can to hold everybody back. That's the way I look at it.
That's just the devil because he's terrified. We know who wins in the end, and that's the king.
That you are correct. Okay, we got domestic tension, spiritual battle, the Republic under siege. The cultural war inside the United States intensified. This is in schools, churches, and courts. The underlying cause is simple: the rejection of absolute truth and constitutional boundaries. Public school districts in multiple states are implementing democracy education curriculum, encouraging children to value the will of the majority above moral law and constitutional rights. Biblical morality is labeled as undemocratic, and students are being taught that rights evolve rather than being inalienable and endowed by the Creator. And I'm just going to roll over to the next one here. Churches, too, are under fire. Several Christian ministries have reported that their 501c3 statuses are being reexamined for failure to align with democratic values. Now, those include requiring support for abortion rights and LGBTQ plus ideologies. This Orwellian redefinition of morality is rapidly criminalizing traditional Christian faith under the false flag of democracy. Now, that's why our ministry is a 508c1a ministry. We are faith-based, spirit-led, that is exempt from federal income tax under the Internal Revenue Code, Section 508c1a, which means as a church-based ministry, we are not required to file like they are under 501c3 and the IRS in order to be recognized as tax-exempt. Per the IRS, in publication 1828, churches are automatically considered tax-exempt and are not required to apply for or obtain recognition of exempt status from the IRS. Our ministry operates under this provision as a legally recognized religious organization in the United States. We are tax exempt. And on top of that, if you were to donate to us, you also you qualify tax credit,
tax write off.
Yeah, write off. There you go. Yeah. Most important point, though, is that filing under ours, the 508, we're allowed to have a political opinion. We are allowed complete free speech, 100%, whereas those that are filing under 501c3, they can't. It's against the law. Lyndon Johnson made that law when he was president of the United States. But we are exempt from it because we're smart enough to file under the right section. Okay, that's all I got to say on that. What do you think, David?
Yeah. Well, if you look at the C2K report that, you know, not only are both of us part of, but there's even on our radio program, we have that. We'll go over a lot of these things because we're, you know, being called out of Babylon, but you still have to operate in the system.
Right.
So we're in the world, but not of the world. So, and what happened is LBJ, in his evilness, basically said, okay, you have to be called a tax exempt or, a not-for-profit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but that's not the case. We're not a not-for-profit. We're a ministry, and it's different. So in that trickery, he made all the churches a not-for-profit, which are not allowed to have political views. And therein lies the trickery. It's not a nonprofit. And a nonprofit has to have a board. There can't be like one owner, all sorts of different things. But a ministry is a ministry, and it's literally exempt from the corporate government overreach.
We're out of we're out of the reach of the United States government. That's what we are.
Yeah. So you can go to C2K report, the letter C, the number 2, the letter K, C2KReport.com, and you can actually look up some of that stuff too. Yeah. And there's a lot of things. If you even want to join our nation, if you would, we do vet people for that too. So we don't let, you know, the crazies in. Right. Where else was I going? Yeah, so I know mine is a ministry, and you can actually register all your stuff under the ministry too, so that also is tax exempt.
Yeah,
there's
that's
a whole other can of worms.
That C2K report, for those of you that would like to listen to it, is on revelationradio.net, and that's every Wednesday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Central. And it's a great show. It's an hour long, and it's turned out to be a very popular show from what I can see on the color chart that pops
up for me. When you listen to Rick and Randy, you know, the banter is fun. However, the wisdom is 10 times the fun that's there. So you need to get over there and check it out.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see. I just hit the wrong button there and got rid of what I wanted to show you. So here we go.
That's fun and exciting.
Yeah, that was great. Okay. All right. The domestic tension, spiritual battle, the Republic under siege. let me see.
You read that.
Yeah, I had that one already, so I should have closed it out anyway. All right, we'll go to the next one here.
See? This, I don't know, you need more coffee, bro.
Yeah, something's wrong with me today. I don't know what it is. Okay, now, domestic tension again. Meanwhile, the courts are being stacked, and not for justice, but for ideology. Judges who cite constitutional originalism are labeled as extremist, yet the Republic was built on the premise that law is above emotion and that truth is not decided by popularity, but by principle. In several states, community groups are rising to push back. Constitutional literacy classes are growing. Prayer rallies and constitutional days are being hosted at local churches and town halls. One Texas pastor boldly declared this week that the United States is a nation under God, not under mob rule. This is a spiritual war. Truth versus deception and the lie of democracy is Satan's counterfeit for God's order. The church must awaken or the republic will not survive. David, I'm going to go ahead and move on real quick, just out of time here, and we'll get into the prophetic watch, the fall of empires and the remnant's call. Throughout history, every great empire collapsed, not by foreign invasion, but by the internal erosion of morality, spirituality, and ideology. And America is not immune. This week marks a prophetic milestone. A growing chorus of Americans from Texas to Tennessee are declaring enough is enough. They're rejecting globalism, socialism, and the hijacking of the republic. And this isn't a political rebellion, but instead a call for spiritual restoration. Christian commentators note a surge in interest in America's founding documents. Bookstores are selling out of the Federalist Papers. Online downloads of the Constitution have spiked. People are remembering, and a revival is stirring. Not the emotional kind, but the disciplined return to biblical truth and governance. What do you have to say about that?
That would be cool. You know, if we can keep this, maybe in this year of Jubilee, we'll get that restoration. Mm-hmm. It is the Jubilee of just before the last one. According to the Essene calendar, we have one Jubilee cycle of 50 years left. Mm-hmm. Until the 6,000 years of Earth history, and that would be in 2075, would be the final Jubilee. Mm-hmm. So I believe this is, you know, when you're running that relay race, there's always a period of time between each relay runner where they're running together, okay? And that's what happens with the ages of time. You know, like Jesus was born, then it wasn't until 33 years later that he died. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't until AD 70 that it was the end of that, you know, temple age when the temple was destroyed.
Right.
And, you know, where it was taken down stone by stone, they literally had no place to do the sacrifice anymore. So that age there. But it was that 70 year period where it was the crossover. And then you have even the 33 years. So I think we're right in that age. Everyone who's talking about for the last 20 years or so, the ramping up of all the signs, okay? And I even said back then, the water broke. You know, now everybody with the floods this past week is saying, hey, look, the water broke. I'm like, I've been telling you that.
Yeah. that's
a good analogy. About birth
pain. That's really good because it's right on cue for that.
Yeah. So I believe the rapture is that much more imminent because we do need that transition period. Mm-hmm. So we got this relay race of however many years, and then there's the rapture, and people think that instantly the rapture sets off the 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, Bible doesn't say
it. Doesn't
that.
Say one way or the other. So it could, but it looks more, it leans more towards, oh, that's going to cause chaos in the world, mm-hmm. which is going to cause all this upheaval and people don't know what to do. But that will take some time for a leader to emerge out of that, mm-hmm. at which point the 7 year period that we mm-hmm. call the tribulation will have to take place. And then Jesus comes back at the end of that. But then there's that time of restructuring when he comes back to say, okay, here's the end of that age in 2075. Mm-hmm. At what point that starts, I don't know. Does it start now? And then we work there then? Or does it start right at the end of the next 50-year Jubilee cycle?
Yeah,
I don't know, but yeah, it's close.
And the rapture itself is a discussion. Because, my understanding of it growing up was, okay, in the blink of an eye, we're gone. We're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Completely disappear. And then you go back and you examine it closer, as David did, and we've discussed this several times on the show. There's no reason to believe that we vanish in the blink of an eye. We are simply changed in a blink of an eye. Changed from this body, which is corruptible and basically worthless, to be honest with you, to a glorified body. And mm-hmm. now what other people see, who knows? But believe me, that's going to cause a lot of confusion, I promise you. And when we do depart and the Holy Spirit departs, there's going to be a lot of confusion, and people are going to be saying, just what in the heck is going on? Oh, we've got to fall in line. Everything bad is going to happen. It's going to get pretty bad. And this guy's going to tap it down. I'm talking about the Antichrist. He's going to take charge. Everything's going to be looking like, oh, man, look how great things are, right up until the time he tells them that he's God. Okay, finish off this prophetic watch with the fall empires. Prophetically, we're told nations would fall and rise, but the Bible also shows that a remnant always stands, like Daniel in Babylon or the early church under Rome. There will always be those who refuse to bow to man's systems. The Republic, while political in form, is spiritual in function when grounded in God's word. The Eastern Gate may remain sealed, and the Ark of the Covenant may still be hidden, but God's covenant is alive in those who will not yield. As the world races toward one world governance and false unity under the banner of democracy, America's only hope lies in remembering that we are a republic under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice, not equity or equality, but liberty mm-hmm. and justice for all. Let that truth.
No, equity. Equity is different.
Yeah.
Equality is where.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Everybody has an equal opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
Equity is, hey, no matter what you do, everybody gets the same, and that's not right.
Yeah.
So equity, let that will truth destroy it, because then I could say, hey, I just sit on my couch and eat bonbons all day, and I'll get the same amount of money as the next guy.
Right.
Then
right.
Why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah, I should have known Revelation Radio Network News was correct, and I would. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, David, we're at the end of this, but I want to really get into the fact that, we are not a democracy, and it's not being taught in schools. I don't know if you watch Jesse Waters on Fox or not, mm-hmm. but he sends out a roving reporter that asks questions of many people on the street. And they're very simple questions, such as, who did we fight in the War of Independence? And they will come up with answers like Canada, or maybe Custer. something
Jeez,
like
Mr.
that.
Custer.
Yeah. Who was
I
the first? Who was the first president of the United States? Obama, maybe. These people have no idea. How many states are in the United States? I don't know. Who won the Civil War? I don't know. They're not being they're not learning anything in schools as far as history goes. And if you don't understand history, you're bound to repeat it. And you know, all I see in history is bad people popping up and taking care of stuff, you know, that we've got to recover from. Mussolini, Hitler, whatever. I know there's a lot of Hitler talk with Trump, but that is a fantasy land, and it's stupid. I'm just going to say it straight up. It's just
ridiculous.
Stupid. If you think that the president is Hitler, you're an idiot.
And the anti-Semites are the ones that are calling Hitler.
You're just an idiot. It's like, plain and simple, you're an idiot.
Okay? Yeah, and you're not worthy of a discussion.
All right, David.
Sorry, you're just not.
I know that you want to talk a little bit about this subject as far as how it fits into Scripture. And you got like 3 minutes to do it, so go ahead.
Oh, which one?
The Church of... I can't ever say it right. Laodicea. Oh, I can't ever say it right.
Laodicea.
Laodicea. Yeah, there you go.
There we go. All right. So what's interesting about that is Leo is from the laity. That's where we get our word laity. And Dicean is basically the rulemakers. Dicea. Mm. They make the decisions.
Okay.
And that's where it says when the Church of the Laodiceans, it's where the people make the rules. And that's democracy. And we see that. And we're now in the Church of the Laodiceans. Even a standard church in the United States, they got the board. I'm on the church board of deacons and this and that. And they think that's like a title that they can hold. Where deacon is basically a servant.
Right.
And it's similar to even pastor. Pastor's a servant. Okay, you're the one that's going to go and get some information for these people. But now, you know, we look at them as a CEO of a corporation, thanks to Rick Warren. He says, you have to run it like a corporation. No, that's evil. Hello? The purpose-driven church is evil. Okay? And especially him with his Chrislam. Oh, we worship the same God, you know, with the Abrahamic faith. No, Islam is not from Abraham.
Right.
No, they hijacked that. Islam is a fake religion, and it started with the Muhammad. And he didn't even want to do it. His wife forced him to do it. Go read that history. Mm-hmm. And I think there's like 1,800 different versions of the Quran, and they keep saying, it's pure. It hasn't been changed. Now, look at all the different versions. Mm-hmm. Everybody took this part out and that part out. Okay? But that's what happens when you get people that make the rules. In our churches today, you got a board, they vote on this and they vote on that. That's not how it works. That's not what the church is for. The church has a monarch, as a king. Mm-hmm. And these are the rules of the church that the king laid out. But you'll notice in Revelation, it says all the other churches say that to the church in Thyatira, to the church in Philadelphia, etc. Mm-hmm. Until you get to the last one, which is where we're at now. And it says unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, which means it's not the church of Christ.
Right.
Okay. And this thing saying the amen, the faithful witness. So, and what do they say? Because I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, I have need of nothing. But they don't know that they're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. Jesus is on the outside of that church. He says, I stand at the door and knock, right?
Man.
Why is he outside the church? Because it's not his church. You really need to wake up. Mm-hmm. It's not a democracy. The church is not a democracy. Okay? And that's what the demise of the church is today. And that's why people make fun of it. But that's not making fun of the true ecclesia of God, where he is the ruler of all things. So we just look to him. That's what we encourage you to do. Just look to Christ, not any church, not any body, not any series of doctrine, but Jesus Christ himself, because he's coming back soon and he's looking for you. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage you to do that today. And Lord willing, if we're still here, we will see you in the next show. Bye-bye.
The Last Christian Radio Show boldly proclaims the truth in a world desperate for it, but we can't continue without you. We don't have big sponsors. We rely on faithful listeners who believe the message must go out before it's too late. If this broadcast has encouraged you, informed you, or strengthened your walk, we ask, Don't stay on the sidelines. Visit lastchristian.net and give directly to support the mission, or shop through our trusted affiliates for things you already buy. Every purchase helps. It's easy to think someone else will step up, but what if no one does? What if this is your moment to stand? Support truth. Support bold, biblical broadcasting. Go to lastchristian.net, give, shop, share. Don't wait, because time is running out.